So some people do not understand how is it by speaking to a pastor with this happy, jolly guy, you can encounter sharpness and just rudeness. What does that say?
Что ты переступил черту.
That you've stepped over a line.
И за этой чертой
behind this
отвечает
line,
не Андрей.
Andrei's no longer speaking.
Отвечает мечта.
The dream is speaking. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? Oh, if you don't understand me, today I will read two scriptures out of the Bible, what Jesus meant when he said to his beloved disciple, get behind me, Satan.
Как можно?
How can you?
Из любящего учителя.
This beloved teacher,
тот, который наблюдает, любит и ни в коем случае не даст
победу, will never let anyone be upset. Turn into this individual that so powerfully just cut Peter off that you can't even put these two together. How is that? Apparently, I've started noticing this process many years ago. And we're sitting and we're speaking with friends, kind of like friends. And here, it's all good. It's pleasant. How are you? Good. So where'd you go?
Oh,
maybe you just put a stop to it. Open the door. You know what? I'm finished. Bye-bye. That's it? Yes, that's it. We're finished with you. Hello. Because you don't know how much it cost me to be where I am. You can't even imagine how many tears were shed, lost friends, those people that renounced me and just, you know, betrayed me. It's all for me to be where I am. It's great to hear testimonies that say, oh, we love you, but do you know what you're worth? Today it's not going to be a long message because I want to sleep, but I will quickly tell you what I mean. Some people say, I will speak quickly. So I had 2 hours of sleep today, for instance. I said, Dim, how are we going to sleep? And we decided we're going to do it fast. We slept quickly because I had my family where I had to come back to. Believe me, even half asleep, I will give you a revelation. I guarantee you. I've noticed within myself this very unique process. I'm never speaking about anybody else. First of all, I speak about myself because I experiment things upon myself. And I started noticing why I lost that person or this person. And if you, whoever you are, will step over that line, you will be where everybody else is. Hello. There are things that are, for me, are precious and priceless above all of the other things that are in this building. Even if I will lose another person, I will cry, but I will not lose that, what saves thousands. There will be losses, it will be painful, but it will be more painful if I come in agreement with you and lose my dream. Does anybody understand me? And some people do not understand. What if I do not make that choice? No, that does not exist. You will have to make that choice, and it will be a radical choice. You know that I'm not the one that selects my friends. The ones that I want to be with, they're no longer there, and those that I didn't think would be there, they're there. My dream has gathered a circle surrounding around me of people. And every time I want to get close to someone, God says, do not get too close. He'll run away. Because you have different directions in where you're heading. I know you, and I know him. Don't even waste your time. Because as soon as he'll ask you a question, what if we'll just come down? You'll remember millions of dying souls, masses that are destroyed by religion. You will see in prisons masses of people or this youth that is into depression and drugs and destruction, families that are falling apart, and say, no, we cannot stop right now. It's not the time. I've noticed. I'm sitting. Yeah, just started getting a relationship going. I'm sitting. Just got, you know, got to know this guy. Good. Let's be friends. Let's work together. Come. Are you going to come? Yes, I'm going to come. Maybe. Let's not talk about this. Get out of here. Because if I will not speak about this, me as an individual, I will cease to exist, because that is my mission, to talk about certain things and scream until you understand, and so that you will never forget that there's someone out there that is waiting, not for me, for you, for you and for me. Encounter with my dream. I didn't even think that my dream would just start throwing me around like that. I was like, wow, I like this guy. And my dream tells me, get out. My flesh says, no. We have to kind of make it soft. And then I understood, my dream has a question for it. I mean, an answer for every question. And if you will not let your flesh move your life, you will always come out victorious. Because your dream already knows who she wants to walk with and who she does not want to walk with. And on the inside, it'll knock and say, Vanya, he's going. This is not yours. Oh, I cannot drop drinking. And until you get a vision and a dream, don't even try dropping it, because the one who drinks, he drinks periodically, and you, when you drop it, then you eventually catch up. I know, I saw it. What is holding you? Dream? Why are you like this? Because of the dream. Why can't we just compromise with you? Because of my dream. Why cannot you be stopped? Because of the dream. It's a dream. My God, my beloved family, right now I'm telling you that what is most important, I could not understood. What moves me is my dream and purpose. I watched Saul. You know, he had no backbone. Because this individual, he never had a dream. He said, I was fearful of these people. If you had a dream within you, you'd send all of these people away. Joshua and Caleb and the other 10 guys that went looking, guess who had a dream? These two guys, their dream started screaming, we will go, we will eat the giants. And the other guy said, hold on, we're not going anywhere. Because if it was easy, and the dream says, I really don't care how easy it's going to be for you, I care about where we're heading. And then I understood the dream that's been given to me by God for protection of that dream where I'm heading. This dream is protecting. This is my insurance from God. It's my insurance. Why are you screaming? Because of my dream. That way I finally got somewhere. For some reason, everybody who whispers, they don't see this kind of result. This is my style. My method of carrying the word. It's a very unique process when I was thinking, how should I answer this friend, quote-unquote, softly. For some reason, my dream starts speaking, and I say, quiet, because you will upset him. And my dream tells me, if I'll upset him, he'll run away from here, because he's not supposed to be next to you. And I tell him, listen, and then the inside, I have this process. Get behind me, Satan, or maybe... maybe you shouldn't. And for some reason, the dream always wins. And other people say, I'm always by myself, I'm a loner. Stop. Can you be friends with me? Without any conditions. With my dream. Because my dream will cut you off. That is why you don't need to make friends with me. but with my dream.
Потому что если ты с ней не договоришься, ты попал.
Have a common word with her, you're in trouble. I can no longer control this dream.
Она слишком долго топает вместе со мной.
It's been walking with me for quite too
long. И она уже очень много.
And now this dream
решила в моей жизни.
Has decided a lot
for me
in my life. For 18 years, movement in my dream cannot be, you know, substituted with an evening with someone. And what my vision and dream tells me, my dreams and songs and messages and worship and communion with him, you cannot cover this voice, and you will always end up on the losing side if you will step into a war with my dream. It's very unique. What does that mean? It means that no longer I live, but his dream lives inside of me. How is that? Like that. People with dreams, you cannot stop them. You cannot stop these people. People that have a dream, if they are by themselves, they're by themselves. Paul is sitting, apostle, great big apostle. He's in his prison and he writes, everyone has left me. Everyone has left him, not some. Why did they leave you? The dream made it this way. Why? They couldn't get a common ground with the dream that Apostle Paul had, and that's why everyone left me. Notice that. I'm not the one that ran away from them. You know, right? Just think. You think about what is not written, and then you'll understand what is written. I left everyone, no? They left me. You come here. No, we're not coming. Guys, come on, maybe... No. You're too dangerous. You know that there are people it's dangerous to walk with them. Paul was not simply dangerous. He was the most dangerous thing out there. Because imagine, you are gluing yourself to him. A stone flies at him, and the stone flies at you. Math is easy. It's a very good thing. A stick goes against him. You get a stick as well. You know why, Paul? You have a very good dream. Hello. Someone says, we can't even find a common ground with him. Yeah, you cannot do that with my dream. Black or white, yes or no. That's it. Maybe. No. Sorry. My dream? No. It's easy for me to talk to you than with my dream. You'll leave, but the dream will not leave. You'll make a mistake, and the dream says, you made a big boo-boo. No, I didn't upset him.
Ну ты даешь. А я думала, я тут поселилась в нормальном мужике.
I was thinking I live in a normal guy
that at least could at
least defend this dream. Defend me. It's very unique. But if you have no dream, it'll be hard for you to listen to me today because people that don't have a dream, they're just playing games. Oh, pressure is applied and then they lie down.
You know,
Americans say, I don't have that luxury.
I don't have this pleasure
and luxury.
Сидеть с тобой, sit with you,
because if you're not heading in the same direction as me, we don't match dreams. We cannot walk together. You want to find out who I am? You want to find out if you can move with me, with the team, with the ones, you know, home leaders and whatnot? You want to find out? Find out where the center is heading. Find out. By looking at daddy of the center, physical center, it's Andre, spiritual father, it's our heavenly father. And you can understand that if a rock is flying, you know what? You'll get a part of that rock as well. Oh, you think it's not going to hit you? No. You'll receive it right in your eye because I received it into two. You want to follow me? Welcome. I get a stone and you get a stone. We're sharing. It's all good. Dream says, he's a cool guy. Let's go together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Я как бы хочу ответить человеку мягче.
I want to answer a person softly and maybe in some sort of degree, maybe make a compromise. You know this moment.
Вот ты сидишь,
you're sitting,
и вот оно.
And here it is.
Задан вопрос,
a question's
и
been
все
answered.
Даже чай не сербуют, чтобы услышать,
and everybody's
что ты
not
скажешь.
Even drinking tea now because they're trying to hear what you're going to answer.
И сейчас,
and right now,
кто ответит?
Who's going to answer?
Кто ответит?
Who is going to answer?
Ответит платяра, которая хочет
flesh
попить чай.
That wants to finish drinking tea?
Или мечта,
or dream
поставит чай.
That will put this tea down
и ответит.
And answers.
И больше мечту на чай не пригласит.
And then the dream will no longer be invited for tea time. Or they'll invite you without your dream because it's in the way of tea drinking.
О, мы шутим.
Oh, we're joking, but it's reality.
Это то,
it is
кто мы?
Who we are.
Это то именно
it
почему вместе два идущие, один не может
together,
идти,
people
а
walking,
другой смеется,
one cannot go, and the other one is laughing.
Это же смешно.
What? This is funny.
Потому что у одного
because
есть,
one
ведет,
has the one that
а
is leading him and teaching him, and the other one does not have
Бог
that.
Закладывает
God is placing
тебя,
something within you that starts to
твоей.
Control your life.
Верите, что у Иисуса была мечта?
You believe that Jesus had
скажите
a dream?
Мне,
tell
почему?
Me, why?
Он отреагировал
he reacted
на простой вопрос.
A simple question. What if you will not go. Get behind me, Satan.
Kind of
question and answer, kind of different. For instance, this play. Maybe you shouldn't. Answer, what answers Jesus answers if he wouldn't have a dream.
Yeah.
It's a good answer. No, but he answered that no one till the end Jesus's when till the end of Jesus' life could never ask him that again. Yeah, I'll find this clip somewhere. We'll read it. It's in the Bible. How Jesus kind of dropped Peter, we'll call it that. And I'm watching these people. They're all over the place. I'm with you. Until your dream speaks, I have no idea who you are. Today you're with me. Tomorrow somebody else is drinking tea with you. Until your dream will not speak
a
voice's opinion until I see how you are defending this center. For example, even this center. You're a weakling. It's like that. Oh, you say you will not be accepted? Of course not. It is written, Jesus is saying a parable. If the owner of the house is called Beelzebub, Satan, whatever, don't you think the ones that live in his house will be called otherwise? You think by being here you will run away from it? If I am the devil, you're a devil as well. I don't want it. Well, it's not going to work otherwise. That's how life is. I don't want to be called the devil. And I tell you, be joyful and happy because blessed are those that are persecuted for the truth. You're not going to be persecuted because you stole somebody's tire. No, you're persecuted because you went somewhere where your dream is leading and the Holy Spirit as well. And that is why be happy because the others blaspheme against the name of God and you glorify the name of God. Every time when somebody pours a bucket of garbage upon you, you know, over there the Holy Spirit is blasphemed against, and here he is praised. I'm not persecuted because I stole something or stole somebody's car or done something evil. No. I've never even seen these people in the face, and they have this hate that's demonic hate because the devil doesn't see you. He hates through you into your dream. He is not battling you. You're not dangerous. People without a dream, they're sitting denominations full of denominations, and it's funny for him. But as soon as one, this one guy comes out, and he has to pop him because he has something what to invest with everybody else. We have to squeeze that. For some reason, my flesh wants to answer softly, even with a compromise, and my dream wants to just cut off like Jesus did. I said, Lord, what is that? And the Holy Spirit says, it's the same process that worked with Jesus as well. Same process when they will tell you to renounce Christ. You know who will renounce him? The ones that don't know him. The ones that know him. Listen, I guarantee you, if you know him, and majority of you, beloved, know him, you will never, ever, in your mind or without your mind, you will not renounce him. Nothing can substitute that which is inside of us. Nothing and never.
Можно по-человечески подумать, что это грубо.
In a human way, you can think that that is rude to tell your disciple or your close friend. But right now, the dream was answering that Father God placed within His Son, Jesus. Right now, don't pay attention at Jesus. Right now, you've stepped over a line, brothers and disciples. Right now, Peter, you kind of quietly stepped over a line where Jesus said, this, beloved, no. It's yes here. You know, I'm speaking in parables. I will help you cast out devils. You know, evil spirits. Everything was there, but here. Not get behind me, Peter. Get behind me, Satan. Listen. You're so sharp. You're so... How about you become a little softer? You know what? Stop touching my dream and I will be soft. Stop crawling into this territory and the mines will not, you know, bombs will not explode. It's a minefield, and believe me, some people got onto that field and understood that pastor sometimes carries the walking stick, not walking stick, not just to point in direction, but sometimes hit you with the back of your head. You know why some people can be bought so easily? Because we don't have a dream. You thought, where is my answer? In the victory over Satan, over all the liars, over all heathens and their revelation. No, it's all in your dream. My dream tells me, don't even pay attention to these guys. Let them speak their peace. You know, what's interesting, the ones that attack me don't even come close. I mean, they don't even come close to even attacking my dream than those that are close to me. You know, quite often, Jesus would answer to Pharisees in a softer tone than he answered his disciples. What is that kind of revelation? Because often the ones that are closest to you, they will cause the most pain. The ones that are closest to you will tell you, maybe we shouldn't. And this is where the foundation of your life is. Maybe if we shouldn't, then take me out of this earth, because this is my function. Maybe the car does not need to drive, then why do you need a car? To heat up your behind? Listen to music? Car is for driving. And even if the seat warmers do not work or radio does not work, it's still fulfilling its function. Maybe we shouldn't. We should. We need it. Oh, yeah. That's how we are. We are training champions. Champions with a dream. And not simply with a dream, but the ones that can defend their dream. David, millions of examples. He brings pizza, a.k.a. cheese. And you know what he heard? Attack. Against his dream. Someone said something against something that was so precious that he could give his life away. Somebody was standing and blaspheming against his dream, against his precious belief. He didn't plan on killing anybody because he didn't even have with what. He didn't have stones. He went and gathered them later. He wasn't planning on killing anybody. Of course, he always had his sling, but he didn't have any swords, nothing. You know, he didn't carry a bazooka with him either. Right now, go ahead. Open your mouth. Smile. Picture's coming. He wasn't planning on it. He was simply going there, guys, here's cheese. How are you? Good? And all of a sudden, he hears this noise. What is that?
зараза.
Oh, you disease.
Реакция Reaction была совсем не парня, который возит пиццу.
Was not according to his stature, this guy that was carrying pizza.
May I help you?
Hello, how are you? May I help you?
Он заглушил машину.
No, he turned his car off.
Выключил наверху машине вот этот, знаете, значок, пицца.
Turn that pizza delivery guy light off of his car and said, that's it, I'm going to talk to you now. And he said, guys, goodbye, I'm going.
Yeah.
Take Goliath's head and place it in my trunk as a sign. Oh, Lord, I want to be like that. A question is simple. Do you have that that moves you and protects you?
You have something
that if you will flip out, that will not. You'll be thinking, what should I say? What should I say? And the dream says, let me speak. And one word and everything is understood. You don't need to pick your words. Just get behind me. The interesting thing is he did get away from him. He did. Peter came up, but Peter came. The devil did not come. Good, it works. I'm not saying that right now. Everyone that goes against you, you're gonna, as a child, you'll call everybody a devil. No, I'm not speaking about childish games here. No, I say sometimes. There are those that know exactly where to stab you. Does anybody understand me here? They know.
Because
the thing that brought you revelation, life, that's where an attack is coming against that thing, and that's the place where your dream has to answer. Not because someone told you, okay, let's go to work. No, someone went against something that changed your whole destiny, that is leading you forward. Someone is going against something that is truly giving you a reason for existence. That's what is being attacked. This is where we have a different conversation. This is where I'm very careful. Are you receiving something for yourself? Oh, Jesus. I want for you to check and recheck yourself. And next time, whenever someone will ask you this question, you know. It's not a question, let's go to a restaurant. It's not that question. Oh, maybe you'll just drop your fast and just eat. You know, if someone tries to stop your fast, you'll start another one. But if someone is attacking that, the reason why you're fasting, now that's a different story. It's a different conversation, and now I have to behave totally differently. And now I have to tell them that they will eat my flesh and drink my blood. I have to. This is my dream. And even if the majority will leave, I will turn to the other guys and say, hey guys, how about you? How about this revelation? He didn't explain to them, guys, it will be bread in a couple of years and wine. He said, we're going to eat Jesus. Seriously? And drink my blood. And disciples, whoa. We love you, but if we have to, we'll eat you. Your word for us is the law. And later, then, they understood, guys, he was speaking about this. He said, guys, here's my flesh. And disciples were relieved. Praise the Lord. It's only bread. Don't worry. Everything is good.
От Марка 8:32.
I will read from New Translation.
Следите по нашему.
You can read the most righteous translation in the world. Would be the Russian.
Кое-что для себя возьмете из нового перевода. Немножко вот в этом моменте новый больше нравится.
You know why I like the New Translation in this particular scripture? Because it says not what Jesus said, like it speaks in our regular translation, but how Jesus answered.
Там написано что?
It is written, "Get behind me, Satan." Quite, you know, fast. You could understand, but in the New Translation, it's quite interesting. Mark 8:32.
Он открыто.
And he said this freely, frankly, plainly, and explicitly, making it unmistakable. And Peter took him by the hand and led him aside, and then facing him began to rebuke him. He didn't just say, let it not happen. No, no, Peter started rebuking him. He didn't do that because he didn't love him. No, he did it because he did love him, and he didn't want Jesus to go through pain. He was defending him from the heart. He didn't want Jesus to leave this earth. He loved him. And when he said, I will die for you, he meant it from the bottom of his heart. But he betrayed him because no one could stay where Jesus was. It is proven because only he is able to carry our sin. Peter could not, together with him, share this burden. And that is why disciples, no matter how hard you want to remain here right now, move out. This is my dream right now. I have been born for this. Jesus went to the cross. And he said frankly and explicitly, making it unmistakable, and Peter took him by the hand and led him aside, and then facing him began to rebuke him. But turning around his back to Peter and seeing his disciples, can you imagine that picture? He wasn't looking at Peter. He looked at his disciples. Guys, buckle up. You know, when you start speaking and you look to the side, because you know a reaction is going to happen right now. It is written that he looked, saw his disciples. We understood the picture with Peter. He's going to get a bullet right there. Guys, how are you? Look. And then, turning around, he's back to Peter, and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter. You see how it's interesting? He rebuked him, saying, and the our translation just says he forbade him. In the original, it said rebuke him. He was frank and he was rude. He didn't say, Peter, dear Peter, get behind me, Satan. Do not tempt me, brother, because you want this for the flesh, but this is God's will. No. In the original, it just says he was. It also means that Jesus wasn't joking around. He rebuked him, saying, get behind me, Satan. By the way, in all translation, it matches, even in the original and in our translation. Revelation. For you do not have a mind intent on promoting what God wills, but what pleases men. And in the original, there's a different picture. About what pleases men. You can't even imagine. You think that right now you take this phrase off the TV because it's important for people, but you're not working for people. You have to say this and say this only. You have to, because your dream, oh, you're crazy, you know, continue watching. Pay attention to the center. We're just beginning. You know, when are the chickens counted? In the fall. Why not before? Because they die out. So any of you had chickens? They count them in the fall, when they're somewhat grown. Not them when they're little chicks. Don't need to count right now. Quite a few will still go away. So we'll count them later. We'll see what you're able to do. You think you're going to hide somewhere? Don't worry. Every one of you, sitting, watching, listening, your head will be a target, and there will be a question. And from your answer, the result will be either your brain will be intact or it will be against the wall somewhere.
Hallelujah.
Often, you're not planning on being rude or, you know, just stopping someone, but when your dream costs you everything, stop. Cost you everything. I ask you a question. How much did your dream cost you? One encounter? That's not enough. You'll sell out quickly. Hello. How much did your dream cost you? Two encounters, relatives, and even children. Не быстро продашь. You won't sell that quickly.
Сколько тебе стоила твоя мечта?
How much did your dream cost you?
Masses
of years of prayer, searching, fasting, encounters, conferences, eating the word, and here I found it. Now it's hard to take you because now your dream cost you a lot. And we, as individuals that protect something where there is a price, have you noticed that there was an experiment when people are given gifts and for this thing they take $1, totally different treatment of that item. Just check yourself. For instance, you pay $300 for this and the same thing in a year, for instance, the garage sale you got it for $5. With the other ones, you're so, you're barely breathing. And with the other ones, you're treating it differently. Why? It's the same thing, but you've paid different things for it. That's how it works. Law, it works like that. What has no price is given away very rapidly. Whatever is being invested to, life is being invested. And with Jesus, it wasn't, invested. It's just most of us just wake up 5 years ago, 20 years ago, wake up to God. Jesus was born for this dream. Guess what it cost him? His dream cost him all of his life, and not just his life to live, but his own blood. That's what it cost. His dream cost him his blood. It's very unique. And then we see, why is that? Why was he so sharp? Because he paid. You never even dreamed about how much he paid. That's why he's protecting like you can't even imagine. And beloved, when I see people, what's the unique thing that I've noticed? The devil does not even go against those that say, careful, there's an angry dog. You know why I don't get questions for a while now? Because it's useless. We lost him. Yeah? It's useless. People do not come back from that. When daddy gives a dream, you'll be like Paul. You'll go to very death. But you want to see that dream. Yeah, beloved, I'm speaking. We want all to live. And this message is like, it's so uncomfortable. Why is it uncomfortable? Because it's empty inside your head or in our heads. What kind of dream? I have a dream. What kind of dream? To buy a car. To get married. Some people want to get married. So the wife will do everything and I'll be somewhere hidden away behind her back. We have that in our time also.
Yeah.
You could also do a good thing. In the beginning, you look to people that are around you, might seem like it's your dream. But in that moment, when attack will come against what you're doing, your dream has to reply and answer. If it's not there, you will be bought for a very low price. For just a meal. We see, remember the story, Esau, his birthright was nothing for him. He was just born first. He said, what is this, birthright for me when I'm dying, I'm hungry? I'm not going to open that scripture, but you all know it. He said, and Jacob tells him, how about, you give it to me, your birthright, your first place. In the process, he paid everything. We see Jacob with his hip out of alignment. We see Jacob, who's rich, that achieved what he dreamed about from him, not from Esau, but from Jacob, from his loins, from his seed, I'll say, from him came out what we call it, the people of Israel. Hello. Dream? Do you have a dream? Because the one
that,
what Esau was sold for? It's funny, you guys. You think, guess how much you're going to sell yourself for tomorrow. Or sell your dream. Maybe you sold it a long time ago, and you're simply sitting here. Yeah. Yeah, I'm here with my body, but I am no longer in any sort of movement. I've given up because I don't want to scrap my relationship with my uncle or my aunt and with my grandma. I don't want to be under pressure with the situation. Where are you going? Oh, I don't care. I'm not going anywhere. You just signed. I don't need this. Let it go. And then you see, I went through everything. I did everything like they wanted. Yeah. And also say PS and sold my dream for a bowl of soup. Yeah, add that. Don't say that it's we to blame. I went through three encounters. How about, did you get a dream? A
vision?
And if you did, how much did it cost you? Because with some of you, it'll cost you your whole life. Some of you, you're already paying a price of your whole life. What you're going through and you will go through is that price that is being paid, and when you will find that field and something, treasure is buried in there, you go and you sell everything for your dream. What? Look, some people say, just throw. Let it go, for instance. I'm finishing up, just a little bit more. Come up to this guy and say,
just
let it go. Imagine there's this guy with his chest of gold, and he says, this is all that I have. So imagine.
I went
so far that I have no field, no life, and nothing that for life, nothing has a meaning. Compared to what I have, found on that field. You know what? And you want to tell me something? I right now just found something that is very precious. And when you're being attacked, for you, it's just a small test for survival. How much does it cost that you're holding on to right now? It says the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven. Seek what first? The kingdom of heaven. So he has dug it out, found it, sold everything, and Jesus speaks this parable twice in different moments to prove that every word that has to be confirmed twice, and he says the kingdom of God will cost you everything. That you're carrying this small chest, a small coin, a small diamond that you're dreaming about, and when someone comes up and tells you, just drop it, you say, how can I drop it? It's everything. This is everything. You have an opportunity to trade, but I don't. I gave everything away for this. This is costing me so much that even if I switch it around, I will not be able to bring back that 18 years of paying the price. Hello, church. What am I investing into you right now? I'm trying to raise up champions. Maybe two, then two will carry the glory. Everybody else continue selling. Selling out. Go ahead. Let champions sit here. Give them room to sit. But if it's inside of you, you'll go to the end. If everyone leaves you, then it has to be that way. Say, I'll say that not everyone left me, then that's a bonus. Hello. Oh, everybody left me. And I'll say, not everyone left me. I have one. That's a bonus. And I was thinking that everybody's going to leave me. Someone held on. Hallelujah. Смайл.
Тебе всего лишь будет стоить Иисус всего.
Jesus will cost you everything.
А если хочешь огня и славы?
If you want glory and fire.
И то отдашь.
And you'll give that away as well.
О, аллилуйя. Вы знаете, что моя мечта охраняет меня. Сколько раз я вспоминаю в моей жизни, мечта делала выбор за меня.
Would make that decision
for me. Я не хочу оставлять этого человека.
I don't want to leave this person.
Нет. Но побеждает моя мечта.
But my dream is victorious. Again and again.
Слушай, мечта.
Listen, dream. But maybe we should just leave a couple of... No.
Будут идти только те, у которых одна и та же цель.
I will be followed by those that have the same dream,
that
just like you, we're not afraid to leave everything and to speak straight in the face. Here, this is where you cross the line. Do you have a line where no one can cross? Not your wife, not your children, not even you have the right to cross. Even I do not cross that line. What if no in my dream says no, stay there. Stay. God has placed that in you.
Мне очень жаль.
I am very saddened for those people that have no dream and vision. They will have a hard life.
Вы знаете, что жалкие те, у которых нет цели. Знаете почему?
It's sad to see those people that have no dream. Listen, very carefully. I'm coming to an end. Because those that have no dream and purpose for their life, they have no dream. They always are before a decision. I have.
Мне очень легко жить.
No decision to make because I made that decision many, many years ago.
Все продано,
it's easy to live when everything is bought or sold and everything has been spoken for. Does anybody understand me?
Легко жить.
It's easy to live.
Дьяволу нечего говорить.
The devil has nothing to say
сказано,
because
сатана.
Everything has been said, Satan.
Но человеку без мечты всегда
нужно напрягаться,
подбирать слова, мучиться. И только ты выкрутился из этой
ситуации,
завтра будет.
Tomorrow.
You'll
have another one.
And again,
you will get faced with this question, where do you go? I spit on that.
Опять, ну, понимаешь,
can you understand
важно,
it? It's not important where I go.
Важно,
it's important for them. They even stop drinking their tea.
А куда, точно?
Really, where are you going? And now the whole table is looking at you. So what is that?
Потому что сейчас
because
скажешь,
right now, as soon as you'll say, I go to,
Ладно, хожу.
Yeah,
слушай.
I go, but listen.
Попал.
That's it. You're in trouble.
Потому что моя мечта
because
настолько
my
огромная,
dream is so big,
что даже я испохаблю твою жизнь.
I'll even, might even ruin your life.
Ты пока скажи, что ты за мной тусуешься.
Just tell people that you're hanging out with me. Just take
тебе.
A picture with me, and that's it. You're in trouble.
В Миннеаполисе одна сестра подходит, она говорит, у меня есть одна вещь, которую я должна уничтожить и поставить последнюю точку во всем, что мешает мне продвигаться. Я говорю, какая? Это мне сказали, если ты побудешь на его конференции, говорит, все сказали. Он говорит, я не только побываю. Я хочу, говорит, прямо сейчас сфотаться и повесить фотку. Вот так! Вы когда сошли, поняли? Дороги назад! Я не только скажу, что я побывала. А ну иди сюда, улыбайся.
Все,
пачка. Больше никто не будет меня доставать, что я хочу, куда я хожу и что я ем. Куда хожу? С кем дружу?
And if they say, who are you friends with, I will point.
Сразу заходишь и сразу, слава Богу.
That you come in, if I walk in, they just turn around and say,
мне нравятся радикальные люди.
I love radical people.
Мне нравится, Бог смотрит на тебя и говорит,
Jesus
малом верен.
And says, good job.
Честно признался, а ведь слушаешь же, а?
He was honest
честно,
with me. Tell the truth. Oh, yeah. he's an honest disciple.
И ты увидишь, как моя мечта даже за тебя выбор будет делать.
Start
за тебя просто
you.
И все.
And start working for you.
Жизнь такая.
That's how life is.
Мне очень жаль людей без мечты.
I really, really feel bad for people who don't have any dreams. These people have no dreams. Every motive is every call that you receive, every move that you take, you must put a face on. And everywhere you go, every dinner that you have, you must come up with a place where you were at.
Этот диск из машины, когда братья в Господе садятся. Потому что не дай Бог, там что-то прорвет. Это же повал. Быстро. В бардачок. Ты что, порнуху смотришь? Не буду. Шугаются хуже, чем порнуха.
You're hiding the CDs that I have, and if somebody walks into your car, you're instantly putting the CDs in my speeches away because they ask you, what are you hiding? Oh, I hid that CD in time. I guarantee you, soon you won't have any time to put my CDs away and put my. Somebody will knock on your door, and you'll be driving, and you'll say, what?
Ты обречен, если ты не сделаешь выбор.
You must make a decision. You will be tortured until you make that decision, until you cross that line. You will be struggling until all of your motives are moved by where you go. Tell people where you go. Tell people what church you go to. Tell people what you believe in, what moves you. Tell people your dreams. Share people who you are. Stop trying to hide where you go. Stop trying to hide who you are. Stop. Start sharing people with people your dreams. Or else you will be a joke and you will be... And then when you actually start to talk to somebody who will answer to you with mean words, don't be quick to judge, because maybe he didn't answer to you, but his dream and his vision. Amen. Praise God. Why don't we all stand? Raise up your hands and just say, God, from this day on, I will please answer through me and to all the questions that people ask me. It will be my vision answering and my dream and what God has placed in me. My flesh will not pull me and will not answer for me. It will be the vision and dream that you have placed in me. What I want is you. I choose to burn all the bridges that long ago have needed to be burned. And the generation will be raised. The generation will rise that will choose to deny itself, its full self. Oh, what Jesus has prepared for this generation. It's so easy to achieve what is not needed. Thank God. Oh, Jesus, I am so thankful for my dream. I thank you for my dream, for the goal that you, I have been looking for my entire life, and that you have started bringing into my life. I thank you, God. I thank you, Jesus. I believe, Jesus, that somebody's heart is here who will understand why I'm standing up here yelling. Lord, I pray for just one person to understand. One person to understand, and for one person to have a breakthrough in their lives. The Bible talks about so many people who move and moving you, Lord. I pray for that one person. Lord, you made a decision for us, Lord. I make the decision for you. I guarantee you, many will rebel from you and rebuke you. Well, that's what is needed to be done. And that's what it costs. That is the cost for God. And that's what Jesus did. He cost him everything for this field, to harvest. Oh, I believe that the generation will rise. The women and the men will rise that will say, enough is enough. Playtime is over. No more. No more hiding. No more lying. Here I am. This is me. You either like me or you don't. And do not hinder me from moving. Moving forward and pressing on to my goal and my dream. Someone needs to make that decision. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Oh God, you are worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Sit down, my beloved.